Can't stay too long. I wanna be foolish. What up, y'all? What'd I say? Hear ye, hear ye. No, this isn't an ad. This is a good day to Gwen. Welcome. November 2nd, 2022. 11/2/22. No, but I would be disappointed if I didn't mention the fact that we lost someone yesterday. November 1st. One of the Migos, the group, an American hip-hop group, to be specific. And my condolences to his family, light and love, and so much heartfelt condolences to them, all who have been affected, those at the bowling alley, and things that surround the situation. I just pray for peace for everybody. Sad to hear another life gone due to senselessness. I never understand it. For the life of me. I never understand why it was so important for him to lose his life over a game. You know, something to be played and lived to see another day. Something that wasn't worth it. You know what I mean? Like, all people are like, yeah, I read comments that say, but a dice game ain't nothing to play with. Why is it called the dice game? Joke is, nobody gets to cook the cash. Ain't nobody taking that money with them. When you get done playing these games and so on, you don't get to take none of that jewelry. None of that cash. All you get to do is take that loss. That lesson. Hopefully that person who took his life, or if it was an accident, they said the security guard might have shot him by mistake or something like that. I don't know. I was not there. But what's crazy is it was supposed to be a game to be played, no guns. 'Cause why? For what? Why is it that big of a deal that guns got to be involved over a game? Grown ass men. And no, I'm not trying to blame nobody for playing the game. Why we got the guns? What's all of that for? Y'all in there to bowl. I guess we in the day and time, people don't get called lacking. But in that case, that didn't help the situation. He gone for nothing. 28. Younger than me. Gone. Gone, y'all. Out here living his best life. Gone. All the people that's involved in this traumatic situation, it's trauma all the way around it. Even the video footage that's out there, pictures or whatnot. Y'all is kind of weird out here. Ain't no kind of y'all is weird out here for that. But I sound like every post and every meme on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. I'm going to head on out of here, but This young man that lost his life over a dice game can't go to Houston and enjoy himself. Everybody say, well, once you leave the streets, stay out the streets. Well, he was in the bowling alley. He wasn't in the streets. Gambling is a street game only? Dice is only the street game. On the corner, right? On the blocks. No. No. That's not where he was at. But for the person, and however that went down, if that was the game and it was that deep to be losing, that you think you wanted to take a life, in the comment section. For somebody to get it as an excuse to say you ain't never played the dice game before, it don't matter. It shouldn't it result in death. That man should still be here. He should still be here. Man, so disheartening. Losing life out here. Bloodshed. Innocent blood shed for no reason at all. And the crazy part is, don't nobody seem to be wary how all of this innocent blood shed is happening all around the world. Innocent blood shed. Is all blood innocent? I'm not the ruler. I'm not the judge, the jury, none of that. But when somebody is minding their business, trying to live life, play a little game or something, I don't think nobody deserves to lose their life if you so happen to be losing. I don't care what it is. I don't give a damn if it's the Olympics. Don't nobody deserve to be shot and killed or hurt or whatever from losing. And I don't know if that was the case or whatever the scenario, but in any event, put them damn guns back in the car or something. I don't know. Like, damn, he would still be here. Who brought the guns? What's wrong with your hands? Ain't nobody throwing hands no more. People just out here just spraying bullets. Huh. I pray for this world. I pray it gets better. I do. I pray it gets way better than what it has been. Just go around. And I'm only 32, approaching 33. Gracefully. So y'all bear witness to it. May he rest in light and love. And y'all stop sharing the videos of this man's demise, because it ain't cute. It's not okay. It hurts every time we see it. Every time I saw Philando Castile, every time I saw George Floyd's video, every time I saw Eric Garner's video, every time I saw Tatiana Gaines' video, Sandra Bland video, all these videos, this strange fruit is happening out here, and God knows what ain't being recorded is happening. Man, if we don't rise up now, the joke is on us, and it ain't funny.